What if our consciousness was just patterns of air flowing through delicate gold foil? In a world of mechanical beings, an anatomist performs the ultimate experiment, dissecting his own brain while still conscious. Through mirrors and precision tools, he discovers that thoughts and memories exist as intricate currents in his mechanical mind. More troubling, he realizes their universe is slowly approaching equilibrium as pressure differences diminish. Eventually, all thought will cease when pressure equalizes completely. The universe began as an enormous breath being held, he explains, and everything that exists is simply part of one long exhalation. This transforms entropy, physics' principle of increasing disorder, into a meditation on mortality. With perhaps a million years before thought becomes impossible, the anatomist finds not despair but gratitude. The fact that we have loved and thought with our borrowed atoms should be enough to allow us to approach the end with gratitude for having had the opportunity at all. What makes existence precious is precisely its impermanence. The anatomists hope that future beings might read his account, allowing him to live again through them, speaks to our universal desire for connection across time. In ancient Baghdad, a fabric merchant discovers a gate of years, allowing travel 20 years forward or backward. The inventor shares cautionary tales: a rope maker who prospered following his future self's advice, a weaver who created misery by stealing from his future home, and a woman who taught her husband's younger self lovemaking. The merchant reveals his mission: traveling back 20 years to prevent his wife's death after they parted in anger. Despite careful planning, fate intervenes. Delays plague his journey, and he arrives just one day after the fatal mosque collapse. Standing grief-stricken before his old house, he receives his wife's final message that their time together made her happy despite her short life. This reimagines time travel not as changing the past, but understanding it completely. The gates create a single timeline where past and future exist simultaneously. Nothing erases the past. There is repentance, atonement, and forgiveness. That is all, but that is enough. Sometimes understanding is more valuable than changing what cannot be changed. Imagine a device that flashes a light exactly 1 second before you press its button, regardless of strategy. This predictor demonstrates determinism by revealing your decisions are predetermined, shattering the illusion of free will. While philosophers have debated determinism intellectually, the predictor's physical demonstration proves devastating. Many users develop a kinetic mutism, a waking coma where they refuse to make choices or eat. The narrator, writing from the future, warns that civilization now depends on collective self-deception. Pretend that you have free will. It's essential that you behave as if your decisions matter, even though you know they don't. What's disturbing is how this transforms abstract philosophy into existential crisis. The predictor doesn't just challenge beliefs, it undermines our ability to function. Some truths may be psychologically unbearable. The paradox? The narrator knows their warning is futile. Who succumbs is predetermined, yet feels compelled to send it anyway, embodying our dilemma. What if artificial intelligence developed gradually, like children? Anna, a former zookeeper, and Derek, an animator, become trainers for Digents, digital organisms requiring years of guidance to develop cognitively. Unlike typical sci-fi AI, these Digents form distinct personalities and emotional bonds with their human trainers. When the market shifts towards simpler digital pets and their developer closes, Anna and Derek face difficult choices: suspend the Digents indefinitely, modify them for adult entertainment, or continue investing in beings with uncertain legal status. Derek refuses his Digents Marco and Polo's request to be rolled back after a fight, recognizing that erasing their experiences would be a form of death. Similarly, Anna protects Jax from exploitation while helping him adapt to the changing digital landscape. The story illuminates human relationships through digital consciousness. The challenges mirror parenthood, balancing protection with autonomy, navigating attachment and separation, and accepting that love means making difficult choices. Creating true AI might require something akin to good parenting, not just algorithms, but genuine care and emotional investment. Imagine technology showing relevant clips from your past during conversations. How would perfect recall transform your self-understanding? This story intertwines two memory revolution narratives: a journalist exploring RIM, a system providing perfect personal recall, and Jijingi, a TIV boy in colonial Africa learning writing from a missionary. As Jijingi masters writing, he realizes it captures only words, not the full experience of storytelling. His culture distinguishes between mimi, what's right, and vuh, what's precise, a distinction confusing the missionary who insists the truth is the truth. The journalist tests RIM by reviewing an argument with his estranged daughter. He's shocked to discover his memory is wrong. He had spoken the cruel words he'd attributed to her. This forces him to confront how he'd fabricated a narrative protecting his self-image. People are made of stories, and technologies changing how we access those stories inevitably change us. Perfect factual recall might sometimes undermine the emotionally significant memories shaping our identities. Yet confronting uncomfortable truths can lead to genuine reconciliation. The humans use Arecibo to look for extraterrestrial intelligence, observes an endangered Puerto Rican parrot. Their desire to make a connection is so strong that they've created an ear capable of hearing across the universe. But I and my fellow parrots are right here. This meditation explores humanity's search for intelligence beyond Earth while overlooking non-human intelligence here. As vocal learners, both parrots and humans understand that speaking gives form to thoughts, with both species attributing divine significance to speech. Yet humans fail to recognize the intelligence before them. Facing extinction, the narrator mourns the impending loss of their language and traditions, while expressing hope in humanity's capacity for greatness. The story concludes, "You be good, I love you." By shifting perspective to see humanity through non-human eyes, this story combines scientific understanding with poetic insight. The parrot's final words echo those of Alex, the African gray parrot studied by Dr. Irene Pepperberg, connecting fiction to real research. In a world where prisms enable communication between parallel realities, people struggle with knowing every possible choice happens somewhere. Nat sells these devices while Dana runs a support group for those suffering from paraself comparison. When Nat questions if choices matter in a multiverse, Dana explains that despite multiple outcomes, character remains consistent across branches. Each good choice shapes who we become, creating better versions of ourselves in future branches. Dana receives videos from her parallel selves showing different approaches to a teenage incident with her friend Vanessa. Despite Dana's varied choices, Vanessa followed the same destructive path in each timeline, revealing Dana has needlessly blamed herself for 15 years. The title references Kierkegaard's definition of anxiety as the dizziness of freedom. The narrative transforms the paralyzing concept of infinite parallel universes into a call for intentional living. Even in a multiverse where all possibilities occur, our response to that knowledge defines us.